102.3 WBAB Double Shot Thursday, 2 from AC/DC. It's 7:50. Roger and JP, rain at 58 today. But the sunshine is in the studio
right now.
The sunshine of our lives.
Sure is.
He's John Thiessen, the Long Island toy boy.
He's like a walking rainbow.
Oh, you guys are welcoming me. I got to beg to get in here these days. I'm telling you. You guys are like big time now.
We wanted you to come in yesterday when Teresa Caputo was here, the Long Island medium. She was great and, of course, a big supporter of yours. And it would have been funny to have you stop in.
Teresa's the best. Teresa and Larry are great.
Especially after you made her daughter cry.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, let's not get into that. No.
Big scandal.
No way. I'm going to wait. Teresa's going to hear this and she's going to wake up. She knows when you're talking about her and stuff.
So. How's the toy drive going?
I'm glad you guys allowed me to open. You know, I'm glad you unlocked the door. It's been tough. Everyone, the nice weather's been great for everyone except the toy boy. It's terrible for the toy man.
The weather will stop the toys?
Brutal.
Really?
It's like with everything.
It doesn't feel like Christmas.
No, it doesn't feel like. Not only is it killing me with like the individuals coming up and donating toys, it's monetary donations because people just don't. It's not that like check writing season. You know what I mean? Where they normally are and they're given. I mean, thankfully I have a lot of schools and businesses that collect toys and stuff, and you know they've been helping out and pitching in and stuff. But the individual, normally we get like. I was telling our friend Dave Moore, who's one of the volunteers, like before last weekend, we had like a bunch, you know, maybe like 5 or 6 or 7, maybe 8 gift cards, where normally we have 200 gift cards.
That's a huge difference.
It's brutal. Wow. It's brutal. It's so weird.
So then all the drop-offs at Friendlies and Competition Subaru and here, like those boxes, they're not filling up as quick. You're not getting our vans loaded with toys as much as usual?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, and now actually we've given out, and believe it or not, you think this is a lot, but it's not. I mean, compared to what we normally are, we've given out like maybe 35,000 gifts so far, where normally we're
like 60 or 70,
normally
000.
We're at 60 at this point. And like today I have agencies I had to push off to today and hoping that I would have pickups. I know I have pickups in the morning, so I normally I have that reserve to give to them, but I don't have that. No.
Oh, man.
No, so you talk about the Xanax. Forget it. I'm 0.5 a day. Now I'm up to like 10.50 a day. Yeah. I'm asking for a new refill from my endocrinologist every other week.
What the thing is, John? It's like, you know, working. I understand everybody comes to you, you know, because you're the guy on the island, right? But... And you can only do what you can do. We can rally the troops. You know, we're doing the 12 hours of giving on Saturday.
You guys
we're doing
are,
here
yeah.
at the station. John's going to be raffling,
help you a lot.
Doing raffles.
Yeah.
So, you're bringing Billy Joel tickets
I'm bringing Billy Joel tickets, any other concert tickets and stuff. Selena Gomez, I know it's not really, you know, typical listeners and stuff.
Right.
But everything for everyone. Yankees, Met tickets.
So you'll have them here?
We'll have them here, yep. Right, we're doing raffles with that. But I know it's like everybody always says, you can only do whatever you can do. It's only so much and stuff. And two weeks ago, my adrenal gland, because of my condition, it crashes. It happens. You guys know.
Yeah.
I've been in another hospital. Unfortunately, with my medical condition, if I get under stress, if I work a lot, my adrenal crashes. It started to crash 2 weeks ago. I've been on high-dose prednisone. But last night, I had to go to Franklin Square to give an Xbox One to a child who I've known for years, and he walks out of his room, and he's 12 years old and he's walking like a 90-year-old kid because he relapsed and it's killing me. So when I know we need these donations, it's way beyond I know what I can do. I don't even know if you can understand me so much. I don't want to get too emotional about it, but
I'd start crying.
It's not about that. People, listeners know me and stuff. I don't need to cry. I just need to hopefully the support comes in.
So if they don't give toys, your adrenal gland is going to crash. That's what I got on
that. That's what I think, too.
Toys and monetary
gift cards. Donate toys or John's going to die.
Yeah.
Help this guy out. JTCF.org.
Heather's wonderful. Heather lets me work like 20 hours a day. She's great.
Right.
I'm not really the dad of the year in December, but, you know.
No, well, she's hoping your adrenal gland crashes and dies, she wants to cash that check in.
That's
horrible. That's messed up.
I'm not too far off, though, and you know it.
Don't talk to the toy boy like that.
Yeah.
No.
He's in the middle of the holiday season.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all forgetting how close it is to Christmas. It's only 8 days away, and this guy needs a bunch of toys. So the 12 hours of giving, we'll be doing. Go to WBAB.com. All the details are there for the Saturday. But you can drop toys off to him immediately tomorrow. Would be great.
Yeah, and if they can't get there, my website, www.jtcf.org, they can make a monetary donation or send a gift card. Or, like I said, the 12 hours of giving is an awesome event. They have something for everyone.
And come down and see. You can hang out for a little while, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, John Thiessen in the studio with us, one of Long Island's heroes. And now we know Toy Man or Toy Boy. Good. Thank you for
Toy Boy.
The nicknames. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double shot Thursday, two from Sabbath. It's 8:06, rain and 58 today.
You're not leaving without crying.
I'm crying, man.
You really are just obsessed with making the toy man cry. It's not,
you're making the toy man cry. Rogers loves the toy man right. thing.
Love it.
Rogers has been interviewing toy me boy. For 20, 40 toy years, boy. And he's from Toy Boys. Toy Boy.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. JTCF.org, John Thiessen Children's Foundation. And who knew the weather has been killing him, and it's keeping him from getting toys because we're all not in the frame of mind of Christmas. We're just not. I mean, it's 8 days away, and we're not
it's crazy.
Really all in there yet. But so John needs toys and things. But we did a dead guy earlier, and David Carradine was the answer. And
yeah,
you,
came in,
you have a good David Carradine story.
I was laughing listening to that. He was cool. I mean, David Carradine, who was better than him? Yeah. But so walking out of a hospital in the Bronx like 20-plus years ago, and me and my brother were walking across this grass field, and there's David Carradine just going to the bathroom, not behind a tree, just in the middle of the park. And we look over, we're like, oh, it's Kung Fu, you know. And
he's taking a leak.
Just, no, just in the, taking a leak.
Not
in the
even like on a rock or anything?
No, just in the grass. Just standing there like if you were, if a cow was grazing the field.
Right.
Yep, if you were driving down the Jersey Turnpike.
That's so weird.
And he looked over at us, yeah. Yeah, it was just, you know,
he
just
had like that
having a
vibe.
Moment.
He got arrested a lot for weed, and they yeah. always, and he seemed to be more like his Kung Fu character than you would realize
right.
in real life, in some ways, you know? So, I mean, that kind
yeah,
of
it was,
sounds
it was
legit.
Pretty cool. It was,
did you go shake his hand?
No, I'm not going to shake his hand. No, Purell.
Yeah. Was no
they didn't have Purell back then.
25 years yeah. ago.
That's and pretty you, good.
Yeah, that was good stuff. But
all right, so what do we need, man? What do you need?
We need...
You need gift cards more than anything, don't you? Gift cards
and,
that we
and monetary donations.
Need.
And teenage, if anyone's coming to the 12-hour toy drive, we're obviously friendlies, competition, Subaru, the studios and stuff, anything for teenagers, like basketballs, footballs, soccer balls. Like, you know, when I was laid up on the oncology floor, when I, you know, had the brain tumor and stuff, and my friends would bring me something, then they would, you know, they brought me a football. And I remember, like, it was like a girl holding a teddy bear. I would just, like, have a catch with my friends. Like, no, obviously, I couldn't really get out of bed.
Something that simple, huh?
Something that okay. simple just takes their mind off it. And the teenage things are nails, the nail and makeup. Kids don't realize it, but these teenage girls, they get like a petri dish when they're in the hospital for 3 or 4 months, and they don't feel pretty, so then they could sit in their bed and do their nails and stuff like that. And
oh, that's a good
so,
idea.
So yeah, makeup kits, the teenage stuff. We get a lot of the not a lot, I mean, we make every use of it, but like that, you know, the typical like Barbie dolls and mm-hmm. and action figures, but the teenage items and basketballs, footballs, sporting
goods.
You're
always goods. Short on that stuff?
Yeah, always. Okay. I mean, last night at 11 o'clock, me and my son were walking through Target, and I was buying the Axe gift sets and the Bath and Body products and right. stuff like that. So
okay, right.
And the 12 hours of giving, just so, obviously, if whatever's in your neighborhood, you can go to the competition Subaru, the friendliest locations, and drop off new unwrapped toys. I mean, we've been doing this with you for 20 plus years,
yeah.
So we know how it goes. This Saturday, we're going to do 12 hours of giving here at the BAB Studios. The DJs will be here. I'll be here in the morning. Fingers of Donna, Joe Rock, everybody's going to be down here. Toy Boy's going to be down here. And he's got...
Will the college hunks be down here?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And if they aren't, you can put on one of their shirts. Right. They'll look at you. Look at you.
Look at you. Flex
yeah, college hunks,
just show,
baby.
Show the abs.
Show the abs.
So then you guys can bring down anything you have this Saturday right here to the station. And John, hopefully we'll get a nice surge for you in the next few days.
Yeah. And I gotta say, guys, you know, not to get corny and stuff, but it's pretty cool. I mean, look, I'm sitting here in the studio at BAB for 24 years now. 24 years. Yeah. I mean, how you know, not many businesses and not many, you know, foundations and stuff like that can last that long. And thanks to the listeners, we've had the longevity of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. And next year's 25.
Tell them what you guys gave out last year.
Last year, we gave out $1.8 million in donations. It's crazy.
It blew me away. I thought I was a... I said, that's like in your history, no? He said, no, last year.
And you know what I love about it?
And Toy Boy took home a $2.3 million salary.
Not even close. Not even close.
I'm only
IRS.
kidding.
Yeah, you're starting out already. IRS.gov. And by the way, going back a couple weeks, I absolutely love Suffolk. I love Suffolk. I love Suffolk. Less traffic.
That's okay. Bravo,
I love Suffolk.
Bravo,
it's messed up, man.
You live in Nassau.
You know how many? I live in Nassau, but he told me that I didn't care so much about Suffolk, or he said it on the air. I'm driving. I'm like, what is my son's like, John, Dad, what are you kidding? I'm like, John, it's JP. JP. I love Suffolk.
No,
I love Suffolk.
You would never live in Suffolk County.
It's far, that's all. It's just far out there. It feels like it's
that's
far out there.
But
I'll tell you one thing.
You're in South Carolina. Do you feel far out there?
I feel it's less traffic and it's actually less populated. So I would when I retire, absolutely.
You
but you know,
my
I'm way too crazy and stuff. And like, you know, but although Suffolk now is, unfortunately, it's getting more populated. I mean, I want to go out to South Holden Riverhead and live out over there.
Yeah.
God, you're one hell of a dancer. Look at you.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing. All right, listen. Go hang out with Teresa, all right?
Yeah. Teresa Caputo, we're tight now.
That's right. Best friends
Teresa's
of the show.
The best. And I'll tell you what, Larry's as much as a biggest celebrity as she is. I'm telling you, when we go to these events, so it's pretty cool. But thanks, guys, so much for your support.
Oh, no problem.
Right on, man.
Always happy to support you. JTCF.org. And the 12 hours of giving, all the details at WBAB.com for this Saturday. Please bring the toys. He needs them bad. He's very short.
Go ahead, one more shot.
Your limo taking you to a private jet now? Yeah. Is that a helicopter? What are you taking, a helicopter home?
Hey, listen. In February, I had the IRS come in and do their own audit. You know what they said?
Everybody knows
nothing
we're kidding.
Wrong. They're
of
perfect.
Course.
No, not from you. Come on, I don't need this started up.
Of course. Everybody knows we're kidding.
All right, you dropped a bag of money. Just
right. Yeah. I can't even comment on that.
Later.
All right, guys.